Immigrant advocates say they're seeing an uptick in ICE arrests at Philadelphia International Airport. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Stephen Melcuri says he dropped off his girlfriend, Ileana Noelle Leek, at the airport on July 11th. Leek, who has lived and worked in Philadelphia since September 2024, was traveling to Kansas City to watch Argentina play against England in the World Cup. But Melcuri says hours later, he discovered ICE detained Leek before she reached her gate.
She tells me like that she was arrested by ICE and that she's at the ICE detention center in Center City, Philadelphia. And I was devastated immediately. And that day was just like frantic.
Leek entered the country in 2023 on a travel visa, Melcuri says. And after extending the visa, she filed paperwork to change her status and obtain a work permit. Elena Emelchin-Bruner, the immigration justice organizer at Asians American United, says the organization is aware of six people who have been detained at the airport since July 14th. All of them have expired visas and pending applications for another residency status.
I think for right now, what we're saying is that anybody who does not have a green card or doesn't have, you know, like citizenship, or anybody who doesn't have some kind of legal permanent status long term, we are advising to sort of stay away from the airports as much as possible until we know a little bit more about what's going on.
The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that it is, quote, working diligently to ensure that people in the country illegally are not able to fly on domestic or international flights. Emily Neal, WHYY News.